We are surrounded by words. Buy me, eat me, need me, love me. In our ears and in our eyes, in our hearts and in our minds, words penetrate us everywhere and every time. Words are losing their power. Words are losing their meaning. In the beginning, and out of the silence, God spoke. God's words had power, power to create. God's words brought and bring life. Our words used to have the same power. We had the power to create beauty and joy and peace, to bring life to others. When we only speak out of noise, only bring words out of other words, our own words lose their life-giving power. Only from the silence can we speak words of creation. Only from the silence in which we have listened to the word can we speak words of life. Henry Nouwen says, quote, "The word of God is born out of the eternal silence of God, and it is to this word out of silence that we want to be witnesses," end quote. We must find regular times of silent listening. We must be quicker to listen and slower to speak when out in the world of words. When we pour out our words lose their power. When we Christ followers pour out words, the word in us loses his power to create life through us. I don't understand why he allows his power to depend on these weak vessels, but he does. Frederick Buechner says, quote, "Words people speak have dynamite in them, and a word may be all it takes to set somebody's heart on fire or break it in two," end quote. Practice silence. Practice regular times of going away to be silent before God. Practice being silent when surrounded by others. Be silent. From your silence, the word of life will speak, bringing life to yourself and to others. Wait in silence. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation.